Chapter 1. A Witchy Surprise. "Come on, Fuzzyhead, hurry up!" BB's eyes were watering from the rush of wind due to their cracking speed, but it still wasn't fast enough for her. "Eeny, meeny, bright green grass, apple pie, more gas, whiz, whiz!" With a pling pling, the broom put on such a burst of speed that the little witch had to hang tight so that she didn't fall off, but there was no way she could make up for the time she'd lost. Bibi had overslept, and no wonder. She'd studied her herbalist's handbook late into the night. Of course, she didn't hear her alarm that morning, and now she was running late. And Aunt Manya had announced, very secretively, that the young witches must make sure that they arrive for their lessons on time. Finally, Bibi caught a glimpse of the gabled roof of Manya's house between the trees. She descended quickly and jumped off apple pie before the broom had even landed. She ran down the hallway to the kitchen where the witches' lessons were held and quickly pulled open the door.
"Please excuse me, Aunt Manya. I..."
She fell silent. The room was filled with a gloomy light, and a perfectly round, deep blue moon was shining down from the ceiling. "Overslept?" Bibi said softly. Sheba put a finger to her lips and looked over at Bibi, who was trying to take her seat without making too much noise. A blue full moon is very rare. It only happens about once every 2.5 years, Aunt Manya explained, without taking any notice of Bibi. Witches' magic spells are especially powerful when the moon is over the ecliptic and has reached the highest point of its orbit. "But," Flowey Powie thought out loud, "if the moon is so rare, we won't be able to repeat the test again anytime soon, will we?" "That's right. That's why you have to prepare for it very carefully." Aunt Manya explained that every one of the young witches had to pass the blue moon exam. It was a true milestone on the road to becoming a witch. Aunt Manya stretched one hand up towards the ceiling. "Eeny, meeny, loud and clear. Blue moon image disappear."